Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Yes, indeed, it is that time once again. 9 o'clock on a Saturday evening for jazz fans everywhere. It is a time of celebration because it's Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome like to another Saturday night at home. I mean, Jumping In. Yes, as we reach weekend three of lockdown, it becomes increasingly obvious how much we love being with our families and we might occasionally have relished popping into the office instead. But it also highlights how reliant we've all become on being connected and how this global crisis is actually generating business for some. Yes, the mail order companies, the streaming services, and of course the computer games companies. So, what's been on your high score this week, H?
Well, it's birthdays, 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 it would seem in many ways. We've got a tone poem from Charles Lloyd and the Marvels, and we'll also be marking the sad loss of the great drummer Ralph Peterson.
And for me, well, a memory, a moon, and a 16th century Dutch philosopher. But first, game on. Here's Botanic Panic.
We'll be right back.
was Botanic Panic, taken from the 2017 soundtrack to the computer game Cuphead. The 3+ hours of music is a mixture of 30s-style pastiche jazz and other styles along with it. It got me thinking after seeing the game which my son showed to me, which is a hand-drawn take on a Mickey Mouse-style adventure with proper sort of hand-drawn cells, just like the real animation, although a bit more violent, I think. But just how much money there is in this industry. The composer, Christopher Madigan, has got some 35 musicians on the gig, including a full big band, a ragtime orchestra, a barbershop quartet, and a few tap dancers, but there we are. Christoph, we're not composing, and this multi-award-winning nominated soundtrack was his first attempt, is the principal percussionist of the orchestra for the National Ballet of Canada. Good sideline he's picked up there. Music's all great fun, and it's packed with genuinely really good solos, but look out for it.
Terrific stuff, yeah. Great way to get going this evening. It is, of course, Jumping In with Chris and myself, H, with you. And a new one out of the stocks. This is the latest from Charles Lloyd, who's celebrated his 80th birthday. Hard to believe last year. Still going strong. And he's had sort of two careers. He had a career in his early days, playing all the big festivals and Woodstock and such like with Jack DeJohnette and Keith Jarrett and, you know, the whole sort of hippie thing. And then he sort of said he was burning out in all sorts of ways, not just the music and emotionally and sort of artistically, but I think the sort of drugs and the drink and the whole scene. So he just dropped out for several years, went out to Big Sur in California and just sort of meditated for several years, then came back in the 80s, drawn back by Michel Petrucciani, who'd come on the scene, and he was really taken with him and cut an album with him and went onto the ECM label, has never looked back. He's on Blue Note these days. His latest is just out, Tone Poem, with his current band, The Marvels. And this is the last one had a vocalist on. This one is actually just straight instrumental, and the better for it from my point of view, but there again, I'm a bit biased. Wonderful. Here's his take on the Ornette Coleman classic, Ramblin'.
Thank you.
Ah, wonderful stuff. Wonderful. Rambling, of course. It ticks all sorts of boxes, that twofer for you there. So it could fit into our targets, our old exercise of, what do we call it, same track, different artist. Of course, Rambling, written by Ornette Coleman. And if you were listening carefully there, of course, you also, that's the album where you hear Charlie Hayden on the bass. And if you hear his bass solo, he plays Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. Many, many years before Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll was actually written, of course, by Ian Dury and the Blockheads. And Ian Dury actually nicked it from that solo. And he later bumped into Charlie Hayden somewhere and said, "Hey, man, I hope you don't mind. You probably noticed, you know, I used that sort of theme of yours. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum from your bass solo. I used that for, you know, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. I sort of nicked it off you. I hope you don't mind." And apparently Charlie said, "No, that's all right, man, because I nicked it off someone else." He did it. He did it somewhere in a, I think it was a Native American tune he'd heard somewhere. He nicked that sort of that little riff and used it for a bass solo. Yeah, nothing new under the sun, as they say. So that was the original album, Change of the Century, with Ornette Coleman, of course, Charlie Hayden on the bass, wonderful sound there. Also, of course, Billy Higgins on the drums, and I think it's Don Cherry, of course, on the pocket trumpet. Before that, a version much more recent, just out, the latest from Charles Lloyd and The Marvels, Tone Poem it's called. It's on Blue Note, it's only just out, a really nice album. And that's Charles with a tenor. He's 83. Bill Frizzell on guitar. Greg Lights also on steel guitar. Reuben Rogers bass. Eric Harlan drums. And how about this? I did say earlier on, birthdays, birthdays, birthdays. I'd actually dug out another birthday boy, which we'll hear a little bit later on. But then, just coincidentally, when I was digging those albums out, Ornette Coleman, it was his birthday on the 9th, not with us anymore, of course, of March. Charles Lloyd was 83 on the 15th of March. Bill Frizzell had his birthday on the 18th of March. And the other birthday boy has his day, I'm not going to say who it is yet, on the same day. So birthdays, birthdays everywhere.
Marvellous. And I was just wondering, listening to those two, actually, you know, you get a plumber and it's a family business and they say 35 years of experience. And I was wondering just how many years of experience you could claim for those two tracks. We're into decades, not into decades, we're into centuries, I think, anyway. Composition and performance, of course, can take many facets of life as its inspiration. But the best examples, well, they're always the ones that are driven from the heart. And in the case of Los Angeles-based pianist and composer Kathleen Pineda, Rainbow Baby was inspired by her own struggles with motherhood. Over 4 years with two very sad, difficult miscarriages, but thankfully two so-called rainbow babies, here she is with her quartet, playing her composition, The Collective Memory.
Thank you.
and there it just runs out. It's lovely the way it sort of she sort of feels like a randomised sequence also with a lovely collective of notes there in that little ostinato pattern. That was The Collective Memory from Rainbow Baby, the third release from LA pianist and composer Kathleen Pineda and her quartet. Christina on trumpet, Tina Raymond on drums, and David Trakina on the bass, and Kathleen on the piano. It's a lovely album, this, with really strong compositions throughout the whole thing, worth digging out.
Very nice sound indeed, and yet another new artist. They seem to be coming thick and fast all the time, don't they? These sort of people I've never heard of before, and the amount of talent out there that is sort of virtually unrecognised in sort of global terms is amazing. It's sort of a bit humbling, really. You think, you know, you bash away at home, think, oh, I'm not too bad, and then you hear stuff like that, and you think, wow, amazing. Jumping in with H and myself, Chris, and now I don't know whether you've...
Oi, I'm Chris.
What did I say? Oh, yes, indeed. I know what you mean. I knew what I meant in any case. But yeah, the sad passing of Ralph Peterson, the drummer, passed away just in the last week or two. An amazing drummer, sort of Blakey-esque. He was like a sort of new Blakey in many ways. He looked a bit like Blakey in many ways, and had that same drive behind the kit. Also liked to sort of bring on new musicians, and also did quite a bit of teaching. Sadly passed away at a tragically young age. Let's hear him in his prime, and not that long ago, really, only a few years back, 2002, with a cracking lineup. Here's a track called Respect for Truth. Terrific stuff indeed. Ralph Peterson's quintet, taken from his album The Tests of Time. And what a lineup that was as well. Ralph, of course, behind the drum kit. Jeremy Pelt, gone on to do so many great albums on trumpet and flugel. Jimmy Green, tenor and soprano sax. Oren Evans, now with the Bad Plus, of course, on piano. Eric Rivas on the bass. And sadly, as I say, Ralph Peterson left us just a few weeks ago at the age of 58. Very young, complications due to cancer. I think he had had problems with drugs at one stage as well, which probably won't have helped. A thunderously swinging drummer, as you probably heard there, coming out of Art Blakey as a protege, came to the fore in the 1980s, one of the most prominent of the Young Lions, as they were called at the time, and had the Fotet. I've got numerous albums of the Fotet, an unorthodox group. It sort of had clarinet vibes, bass and drums, and that seemed to be one of his most popular formats. In 2011, and speaking with the pianist George Culligan, he said his approach to tradition was simple: take what you need, leave the rest. And when teaching, he told the students, don't buy in lock, stock and barrel to any philosophy that's not based in your own experience, because then you're not living your life. That's true, amen to that. R.I.P. Ralph Peterson. I remember seeing him, I can't remember what festival it was. It was inside somewhere in a fairly small room, and he was there absolutely rocking the stage, literally rocking the stage. And I can't remember, I think he fell off his drum stool. He was actually going so hard, he sort of fell off the stool at some stage. He was laughing all the way and kept going, of course. But yeah, quite a drummer. And well, that will be making a good sound up in wherever he's gone to. Yes, terrific stuff. Ralph Peterson.
Fantastic, and far too young, it has to be said. But a great driving drummer indeed. Now, for such a big country, New Zealand perhaps has surprisingly not produced more notable names in the world of jazz, but most of those that it has all appear to be class-leading keyboardists. Mike Nock, now perhaps more recognised for his many years living in Australia, but also his great albums with the New York Jazz Collective. I was listening to those again recently. Fantastic stuff. Mark DeClive Lowe, the New York-based half-Japanese New Zealand keyboardist, DJ and producer. Dave McRae, I didn't even know he came from New Zealand, the staple of the Canterbury scene back in the 70s, star keyboardist of Matching Mole, of course, and Nucleus, and on, I think he's also featured on the recently released Kaleidoscope of Rainbows, which we will fit in at some point. And now Dave, after Dave McRae, Jonathan Crayford, new name on me, been around for a number of years, however, honing his craft in New York, Cuba and Europe, working in film, opera with David Murray, David Binney, Kurt Rosenwinkel, and he returned back to New Zealand in the noughties and has released a couple of award-winning albums with his New York trio, consisting of Ben Street on the bass, Dan Weiss on the drums, and Jonathan on the piano. Here's Subito. Subito there from the 2016 album East West Moon, which was a New Zealand's Jazz Album of the Year from pianist Jonathan Crayford and his trio. Worth a collection to anybody's addition to anyone's collection. Well, once again through the cans from H in a different studio, away from sight and mind. He's telling me time is against us. So that's about it for this week's edition of Jumping In. Next week we'll be bringing you one of our specials focusing on the jazz of Scotland, not to be missed. For now we leave you with a terrific track from Norwegian bassist and vocalist Ellen Andrea Wang, treading an interesting path with her soulful vocals and bass playing. No vocals on this H, you'd be delighted to hear. And she's been on the world stage with Sting, Menuchetti, Marilyn Mansour, but here she is with her 2020 trio, Rob Luft on guitar, John Fate on drums, Ellen on the bass. Until next week, here's Erasmus. Okay, the do. We'll see you then for our Scottish special.
Oh, we'll get our birthday boy in our other one next week as well. Look after yourselves. Take care. Stay safe.
Bye for now.